Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for the Day with Ray. What a joy it is to come to be with you day after day and verse after verse in the scriptures, especially going through this Gospel of John, where we learn about Jesus' ministry on the earth. And we are reminded that Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So when we want to know what God is like, reading this Gospel of John gives us a great idea of how compassionate and loving he is as we see it through Jesus' life. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word again today, knowing that you are the one who loves us more than anybody in the world, and you want us to know your ways, and you want us to know you and your son Jesus. And so we pray today that you will guide us and bless us as we study. Lead us by your Holy Spirit into all truth, we pray, and also empower us to live according to that truth as we study your word. We bless you. We thank you again today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Thieves and Robbers. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 8. The Apostle John wrote, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." And in chapter 10 and verse 8 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers," where we read, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." The verse reads, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." John began with the words, "All that ever came," which means each, every, the whole, and everyone who at any time appeared, arose, and made entry before me, or in advance and prior to me, Jesus, are thieves, which means exist as embezzlers, pilferers, and stealers, and robbers, and plunderers, freebooters, and brigands. John shared how Jesus told the people listening to him that everyone who came in advance of him were actually embezzlers and plunderers. The verse goes on to say, "But the sheep did not hear them." John continued with the words, "But the sheep," which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the four-footed tame animals which are accustomed to graze did not hear them, or were not endowed with the faculty or hearing, perceiving, comprehending, or understanding the thieves and robbers. John shared how Jesus said the sheep of his fold did not perceive or understand the thieves and robbers who arose before him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus labeled the people who came falsely in advance of him were not heard by those who followed him. Jesus has the words of eternal life, and although there are many voices in the world, those who are wise will only yield to the voice of Jesus. God sent his son Jesus to be the Messiah, Christ, and Savior of the world, and every person who hears, believes, trusts in, relies upon, and clings to him become as his sheep who will not be deceived by another voice. Let everyone who is reading and hearing these words hear only Jesus, who is able to forgive sins and grant everlasting life with his Father God in heaven. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,